This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. So, how's your vision? How are you seeing it today? If you're listening to this podcast real early in the morning, well, maybe you're just waking up trying to focus. Several years ago, I guess maybe 3 or 4 years ago, my wife Lori was struggling with her vision, and she found out she needed to have surgery, cataract surgery. It's a procedure to remove the lens of your eye, and in most cases, replace it with an artificial lens. Normally, the lens of your eye is clear, but cataract causes the lens to become cloudy, which eventually affects your vision. Now she has to have another one on the other eye. It's a problem that's not corrected with eyeglasses. Her surgery just involves breaking up that cataract into thousands of tiny pieces, removing the cloudy lens, replacing it with an artificial lens. Many of you, perhaps, who are listening to this, or some of you, have had that. Well, there's another kind of vision that we all need, not just some of us, and it can cloud your life as well. It's a vision beyond what our optic nerves and a new lens can provide. And I'm talking about the vision you have for life. Regardless of your age, your vision can become foggy. Jesus said this in Matthew 7:3-5. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Now, keep in mind, this is a sense of humor here. It would have been funny to the people that heard this, you know. How can you think, Jesus said, of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye, when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, Jesus said, first get rid of the log in your eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. He's telling us not to be so prideful and convinced of our own goodness, our own ability to see things rightly, you might say, that we criticize others from a position of self-righteousness. Before we can see others correctly, we have to take care of our own blurred vision. We should do some introspection, really, first, before we go out and try to correct others and their shortcomings. We have to get rid of the log in our own eye before we go after something small in somebody else. So what we need is spiritual surgery. Jesus' first sermon in Luke chapter 4, when he's at his hometown of Nazareth, he says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see." The blind will see. He was talking about more than removing cataracts so people could have 20/20 visual sight. Although Jesus did physically heal some blind people, three as a matter of fact, that we know of or reported, but he's saying much more than that. He's talking about spiritual cataracts being removed so we can see with the spiritual eye. We can see God with the mind's eye, the spiritual eye. And then, see, then we can truly have a compassionate heart to help people in the right way. Well, what has happened? Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God, Paul wrote. So we have to admit we're blind, that we can't see, that Jesus is the only one who can give us the sight we need, and then transformation takes place. But it begins with God moving us, and we respond to him. We can actually see to help others, not by pointing out how good we are, but by pointing them to Jesus. Jesus is still in the business of opening blind eyes, and every day I pray for grace to keep my eyes clean so I can see clearly. John Newton, in his hymn Amazing Grace, said it like this, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." See clearly, my friend, and then come back, and by the grace of God, join me here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.